It's the Local Beat brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in, as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing fine, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. And as we know, yesterday was the day of the primary election in Lorain County. You kind of had the write-up on that in terms of there being a bit of a low turnout. And I know we talked before we started recording here about maybe some of the reasons why, but for some of our listeners who may not be super familiar with the primary election, why is there a low turnout here? Is it, you know, because of the pandemic still at play, or are there some other factors involved with this?
Well, primarily, you know, again, for the primary, if I can repeat my words, we were looking at a low turnout because, quite frankly, there was no countywide issue that was on the ballot. I mean, there were a lot of renewal levies, and it is a primary election in a non-gubernatorial, non-presidential election year. So you had some contested races for both Democrats and Republicans in some of the cities. North Ridgeville being one particular instance, and then also in Elyria, there's only one contested primary in the fifth ward there, and then also you have a nonpartisan, mostly sort of friendly, election in the city of Vermilion for mayor. So you're looking at, you know, there are several cities out there where turnout's going to be a little bit higher because there are candidates or issues. But again, those are in kind of small sections of those places. I mean, yeah, Ridgeville has six Republicans running for, trying to vie for at-large seats on city council. You have one Elyria race, one generally low voter turnout ward, in the fifth ward, where some candidates have won, and they only had double-digit, voting numbers. Or they got less than double digits, in past elections. So you have places and you have issues and candidates where, maybe it's not the most controversial issue. Maybe it's not a countywide issue, and that's kind of what you see is the primary generally, and generally speaking as well, you might have somebody who lives in one precinct in, say, North Ridgeville. That's not the situation in this case, but let's say Avon, for example. You might have somebody in a precinct in Avon who's not voting on issues regarding somebody, running for city council because they're running in a certain ward, or a certain district or that kind of thing. Also, you have some library issues that are on the ballot. So some of those will be kind of in a wider area, but also in select areas of that of a particular city. So there's a lot of different reasons that maybe the turnout's not going to be as high as it was in a really hotly contested presidential or gubernatorial or senatorial election.
Understood. I know we've talked about a number of the library issues here on the WEOL Morning Show, Bruce and Craig kind of diving into that with a couple of the guests. So perhaps they've kind of a quick follow-up to that maybe. Do you think there's, like, voter fatigue from the previous election season that we just kind of went with? Obviously, that was more on a national scale and, different issues and topics, obviously. But do you think maybe there's still some of that carrying into the primary here?
That's entirely possible. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who, I know we did an awful lot of coverage about how to vote in a pandemic, what the pandemic meant for voting, what it meant to cast a ballot by mail, cast an absentee ballot, cast your ballot in a different way than you've ever done before. We did a lot of that reporting back last year before the election in November 2020, and there may be some people who are kind of put off by the political situation. Mm-hmm. I know that there was an awful low amount of mail-in or early voting in Lorain County. As of 1 o'clock on Monday, slightly more than 1,200 people had cast ballots by mail. Another 750, almost 760, had cast ballots in person at the Lorain County Board of Elections offices up in Sheffield Township. So there were less than 2,000 people who voted early or by mail prior to yesterday's yesterday's voting day.
Wow, very interesting. Very interesting there. Well, great stuff out of you on that write-up there, Dave, and we'll see how those primaries shake out. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning came from your colleague, Lena Yost. She wrote about Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield's 3 months' worth of plans that he sort of talked about the other day. What were some of the more important notes to take note of here?
So Mayor Whitfield was discussing with City Council basically what he plans to do over the next 90 days or some of the goals that he has for the city in the next 90 days. We're talking about investing in the city's future, you know, increasing the number of staff members on city, you know, in city departments. There's some need for more engineering staff, for a new director of human resources, somebody to coordinate that office, some other internal operations within the city, and then infrastructure projects, including the long discussed central maintenance garage, which I think I've spoken about on the show in the past when I covered the city of Elyria primarily. And some of that, the city might benefit from President Biden's, proposed infrastructure plans. He's talking about spending $2 trillion, and Congress hasn't taken that up quite yet. But he's talking about spending a lot of this money. And Mayor Whitfield said he basically wants to get, he wants to get the ball rolling, and have plans in place in case the federal government comes down with some money that might, then trickle down to Elyria through, through the state or through other funding sources, in order to get some of these projects done. I mean, the city really needs a new central maintenance garage. It also, there's also some plans in the works for some road work down the line. City, like I said before, is planning to hire an additional assistant engineer within probably the next 30 days or so. In 60 days, the mayor wants some shovel-ready projects, as he told City Council. And I mean, that includes helping out with Midway Mall, maybe doing some things, with the Midway Mall area, as well as they're going to be widening Broad Street, in the coming year, really? about a year to a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So these are all discussions that the mayor was having. Talking about some connector roads, Lake Avenue and Shadden Road need some work. Also, City Council has been discussing kind of the road diet, what roads need paved this summer and fall, late spring into the summer and fall. And there's a lot of roads on that list that had been neglected before Issue 6 passed. And the city had some additional money to get those long neglected paving projects done. So there's a lot of things. He also discussed, I think the issue of body cameras for body worn cameras for police officers. Has been a big deal. Possibly some increased, surveillance cameras, security cameras to monitor, illegal activity, in downtown Elyria. I mean, all these kinds of things are kind of on Mayor Whitfield's wish list.
Wow, yeah, a lot for him to tackle within that plan that you kind of laid out for us there, Dave. So we'll see how he does it in accomplishing those tasks. And I know personally following Mayor Frank Whitfield, on Facebook is a decent way to kind of keep up with some of his activities and plans that he's got going on for the city. I know we haven't had him here on WEOL in a little while, but Facebook page, always a good spot to check there. So good insight into that one, Dave. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers. Dave, what do you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle have coming for us this week as far as stories go?
Well, obviously today we're going to have all our election results, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram. Even though there's not a heck of a lot out there, there are some important races, in those cities that we discussed a little bit earlier on. Also some stories about some crime in Lorain. There was an arrest made in a shooting from a couple days ago, and it looks like police have charged someone there. And as well as some other meetings and other issues that we covered on Tuesday and earlier in the week. And please do go to chronicletea.com or pick up a Chronicle Telegram at your local newsstand.
You heard the man, chronicletea.com, Chronicle Telegram, the spots to go to keep up with the latest around Lorain County. Dave, we can close on this one as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
And once again, from our good friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner, at @neo_scan on Twitter, location withheld on this particular call, but the person involved, quote, was having a breakdown over grilled cheese, but everything is fine now.
Hey, me too. The grilled cheese has to be done right. You can't screw up the grilled cheese because, I mean, then you're just stuck with a bad grilled cheese, and nobody wants that. So great stuff, Dave. Great stuff, as always. I appreciate the insight into what you got going on over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Stay safe this week, man. Look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.